Hey, good morning. This is Patrick Mercer here again of Forward to Success, your career coaching expertise, one VIP at a time. After yesterday's audio booth for the small and medium enterprises, where they decided that after careful consideration, it was absolutely necessary for them to hire someone to get their company to thrive even further. And let's now today go through the job description and what should be in the job description. So these are some tips for writing a successful job spec for small and medium enterprise owners who are looking to hire someone new. The first part is about the job description itself. So the essentials that need to go into that job spec are the job title, the title and position of the person they will be reporting to. It is important also to add a few lines on the company's business, the organizational values of the company, and the location where the job will be based. Also, you could do then a summary of overall responsibilities and output objectives that you want to get out of the possible new member of staff, and then be very specific about the duties. You went through the exercise to see what the output was that you required from the candidate, so you might as well be very specific in the job spec as to what you want them to do. This will help get rid of some of the people who might think they qualify for the job but actually don't. It is also then quite handy to put in the term of employment, whether it's full-time, part-time, contract, or whatever the terms of employment are. And also some people would mention in there what salary might be of use to the person, but that's not necessary. That is something that can be discussed later, because you might want to negotiate the salary depending on the level of candidate you get in. Also then on the job spec, what I would do is put some personal specifications in there, such as the knowledge level or qualifications that are required from the candidate, the experience levels that are required, that's if that is applicable, the skill sets that are required. And here I would urge you to differentiate between the essential skills and ideal skills that the candidate should have. And then finally, I would also put in what the attributes and qualities are that you are looking for in the ideal candidate. It's good to make that match with the organizational values which you have mentioned higher up in the job description. So in resume, job title, title and position of the person they will be reporting to, few lines in the company's business, the values and the location, summary of the overall responsibilities, specific about the duties, the term of employment and maybe the salary, also the knowledge level or qualifications required, experience required, skills, attributes and qualities. That's all for today. Thank you. Bye.